Just a clarification on halakha that applies at the end of the Shemitah year, which we are now involved in, and the Shemitah is now ending, and that is the law of Shemitat Kesafim. According to the halakha, once we enter Rosh Hashanah this coming year, which is considered Motzei Shvi'it, once Rosh Hashanah enters, all loans that were due previously are considered canceled. And therefore, it is asur from the Torah for a creditor to go to the person that owes him money after Rosh Hashanah and come along and say, pay me. Torah says, lo yigos. You're not allowed to go and ask for the money back. Today, the law of Shemitat Kesafim is midrabbanan. Today we discuss the root of the law. Why would Borei Olam make such a halakha that says that bishkos Shemitah ends, that all loans are wiped out? So the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Taf Ayin Zayin writes over here that the purpose of the Shemitah is in order to train a person in good midot, in good traits, specifically the concept of Vatranut, to be a vatran, which means to be mohel on things, not to always demand a person's rights. When a person is able to withstand or forego something that's coming to him, so that already puts a person in a proper frame of mind, in a proper midot, not to always demand even things that are coming to him, to be a vatran. Another reason he says is, it's an anyan of the bitachon. When a person understands that all his money comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let it go, let the other person have it, let it cancel, reminds the person the money doesn't belong to him, he's not the landlord of his assets, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in charge, and therefore he's reminded of that as well. Another reason why we say this over here is in order to protect the person from actual thievery. How will it protect him from thievery? He'll make a kavahomer. If what I have to forgive money that really belongs to me, I'm not allowed to go collect it. This money is owed to me. I can't collect it. All the more so, I can't go now take money from somebody that doesn't belong to me. And therefore, it'll strengthen a person's respect for the money and the assets of his fellow. Furthermore, the Baal Akedah comes along and says, is that to remind the person that money is not the ikar. The primary purpose in life is not making money, and therefore to weaken that desire, to weaken that urge to go after money, so the Torah trains you at least periodically, let it go, to break the addiction towards the money. It tries to wean you off it, and therefore it says to let the other person have it. The last question we discussed today, once we understand the logic behind the law, is if it is indeed a mitzvah, so therefore why don't we make a beracha on such a thing? Which means we should go now at the end of the Shemitah, and when the guy comes along and he'll go to his friend and say, loan is canceled, mishamit ani, you'll tell him, listen, I'm not collecting it. Let him say, Baruch atah, Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shekideshanu, V'stav Yisivanu, Al Shemitat Kesafim, and go to the guy and say, mishamit ani, I cancel the loan. And even though it's rabbinical, we still make a beracha on rabbinical mitzvot. So therefore, the Mefarshim explain over here two reasons. Number one, based on what the Rashba says in his Tishrevot and Siman Yudhed, that we don't make a beracha on a mitzvah that does not have a ma'aseh, that there's no action to the mitzvah. Verbal, just to come along and say, you know, I forgive you on the loan, that's considered a ma'aseh, and therefore, we do not make a beracha. Secondly, is because any mitzvah that's dependent on two people, there is no beracha as well. Because, for example, the same reason why we don't make a beracha on the mitzvah of tzedakah, because how could you make the beracha? Maybe in the long shot, the ani won't accept it. For example, imagine a person said, a chicken is tzedakah, and he gave the ani a dollar. And sometimes the ani says, dollar? Not interested in your dollar. He throws it back in your face. Now you made a beracha le batala. So therefore, since it's dependent on two people, the law is that in all cases you don't make a beracha. So that's the logic of the law, and that's why there is no beracha on the law.